is flying under the radar is Red Verdon, and Robert Trevor Jones has been looking after him since he's arrived here in Melbourne. How are you, Robin?
I'm good today, thank you very much, Michael. It's a lovely day down at Werribee. Paul Downs has prepared a lovely track for us to train on again, so I'm more than happy.
Beautiful weather. It's going to be a big day tomorrow, a nice day tomorrow. If we get a bit of a firmish surface because of this heat and the cup being later in the day, how will that affect Red Verdon?
Well, he's won on good firm ground in England. He performed very well at Royal Ascot, which was pretty quick. How it compares to your quick, I wouldn't be 100% sure that your ground would probably be a bit quicker. Look, I can't. That's in the lap of the gods. I can't really say that he would definitely not go on it. So I'm just going to look positive and say he will go on it, and I'm confident.
You've drawn a nice barrier. Where would you like to see him in the run?
Well, look, this horse is a hold-up horse that needs cover, that doesn't want to be getting to the front too soon. So I think, hopefully, Zach can get in a good position, sixth or seventh, just behind the leaders with cover.
Obviously, there's been a big boom on Cliffs of Moher because we've got to see him race out here. We haven't seen your fellow before. So do you think he's been a bit underrated? Because he beat him home not so long ago over in England at Royal Ascot, and he meets him better at the weights.
That's correct. You're absolutely right. Now, he has run over here, obviously, so the general public have got to see him. But the form reads is once it's in that print, that's what it reads.
Do you think he's going as well as what he was at Royal Ascot from what he's shown you on the track at Werribee?
Just as well, definitely. He looks great. Couldn't be happier with him.
You've been out here so many times and come so close with the great Red Cadeau. What would it mean if you could finally win a major out here for you, Robin, and all the team?
For me personally, it would be a dream come true. But for the whole team at home, the trainer, and especially Mr. Arcooley, he's so taken by Australian racing and especially the Melbourne Cup. But Caulfield is a race that you can't look lightly on. And we would love to win more than anything in the world.
Who do you think's the hardest to beat from an international perspective?
Well, I'd say Cliffs of Moher, to be honest. Definitely so. He's a form horse, he's a good horse. I know he's training well. He's going to be the one to beat. But as I was saying to TJ, you know, wherever you are, we're either going to be a length behind or a length in front of you.
Sounds pretty good. Robin, best of luck tomorrow. It's been such a roller coaster ride for you on all the other occasions you've been out here. I hope you can go and win the major prize tomorrow with Red Verdon.
Thanks, Michael.